Oh, good morning, sweetheart. It seems you fainted on your adventure, so I brought you back to my den. The forest is no safe place for a human at night. What brought you here? Oh, dear, dear. I won't harm you. I'm no evil spirit. Look, see my tail and my ears? I'm a kitsune. There is no need to fear me, unless you'd want to harm this forest. But I can sense that you are no evil man. In fact, you seem even more skittish than the deer around here. Stay the night. You can leave early tomorrow once the sun has risen. The beds in this house are empty anyway nowadays. Oh, I am sorry, adventurer. It's just my cubs left me just recently to find their own forest to protect. Since then, I have become a little lonely. But it's probably boring to listen to an old fox sob stories, right? Why don't you tell me more about yourself, adventurer? You came here to find your glory? Oh no, I'm not laughing at you. Not at all. It is just, this is such a human concept. It made me giggle. Honor, glory, might. Those are all very important to your species, am I correct? And have you had success in your quest to achieve these? Not enough. But when will it be enough? Because when I look at you, I see a fine young man. Is there no glory in that on its own? Glory is won in the battlefield? You humans and your weird beliefs. What do you need that glory and might for anyway, if I may ask? Because if I remember correctly, not every human is an adventurer like you, no? So what do the other humans do without ever achieving this so-called glory? Is it different for you? Why? Your family expects that of you? Oh no, how cruel of them! Do they know they bring you in grave danger with their expectations? Why can't you just live a life full of joy and comfort? Your father was an adventurer? Oh, and so was your grandfather. I see. But did they not fight for you and the rest of your kind? To live in peace and freedom? A man is only worth as much as his honor? Now listen here. Sweetheart, let no one ever tell you that again, okay? Because your worth is what you make it to be, and no one else should judge you for that. Maybe it was fate that brought us together tonight. Is it okay if I move closer to you, darling? Thank you. You see, my cubs, they are, to some degree at least, similar to your kind. I told them. There is no need for them to go out and find their own forest to protect. But they were adamant to fulfill their duty as kitsune. I don't like it. I miss them every day. I don't know if they're doing fine. Like, are they eating well? Oh, I worry a lot, you see. I believe they will be okay on their own, and that someday they will understand that there is no need to push yourself to fit the worldview of ages we already call history. Just like you humans, this is not your fight, okay? Your village is doing fine, right? So why is there a need to be so hard on yourself? It feels like the world is moving too fast. So you're just scared of being left behind. Adventurer, please don't think such negative thoughts. The world is spinning just as fast as it did 100 years ago, and it will still spin this fast 100 years in the future. Should we not just focus on ourselves? You don't know how? Well, let me help you with that. No need to be wary. I will do nothing that you don't want. But I'm sure this will be great help for you. Now then. Your head, adventurer, put it on my lap. No buts. Let this old fox lady help you unwind for a moment. Okay. I hope my thighs are comfortable. Now please stay relaxed. I don't want you to hurt yourself by suddenly starting to move. Everything is fine. Just relax. Relax and focus on my voice and the things that are about to happen. What am I doing? I'm cleaning your ears, sweetheart. This was the one and only thing to get my children to calm down, so I assumed it would work on humans as well. Are you uncomfortable? It feels nice. Oh, good. Yeah, I did this for my cubs all the time. They were always so full of energy, running through the forest, chasing everything they could find. Once, one of them even brought back a little rabbit. Poor little thing. But it was not harmed, of course. My cubs were wild, but never would they have hurt anything. Not in Mommy's forest. So to tame them, I started to put them on my lap, just like you right now, and I started cleaning their ears. For us kitsune, our ears are very sensitive, so this was the perfect solution. They were so relaxed. There was no power to run around left in them. And I think you humans also might have sensitive ears. Saying how relaxed you are lying in my lap. Now let me give you a massage. I'll be very gentle, but I have to admit, this is the first time I touched the ears of a human. So please tell me if I hurt you in any way, okay? Thank you, honey. Now then, please relax. Your ears are so soft and squishy. Nothing like kitsune ears. Can you touch mine? That... You did not ask that of a fox lady adventurer. I just told you. Our ears are sensitive. I'm not offended, no. Just a bit embarrassed. But that's all. No need to be sorry, adventurer. Just relax, okay, honey? This is our goal, after all. To help you forget all about this stupid glory. Just focus on yourself. Are you feeling good? That's nice. I never did this for a human after all, so I was a bit scared to do this. But I am glad to hear you're enjoying it. Now let's move on, shall we? This is something that will feel really nice if you already enjoyed the other two. But please be extra careful now, okay? Moving could actually hurt your ears now. Are you ready? Okay, then let me begin. You twitched. Does it hurt after all? You could have told me. I don't want to impose on you. I just thought... You were just surprised? Oh, I see. Then I shall continue. No one ever touched you like this before? Oh, what a shame. You seem to be really liking this. Of course it is all right to close your eyes. Actually, it makes me happy to see you being able to trust me enough to be this relaxed. We only met today, and you woke up in my den, not knowing what was going on. I'm really happy about that. Has anyone ever done this for me? Yes, my mother. She was the one who taught me. She was a gentle and loving woman. I learned so much from her. I hope I was able to teach my cubs the same values she taught me. Was it to tame me? Well, just to let you know, when Kitsune are young, we are overflowing with spiritual energy. So it is only normal for us to run around and explore the world around us, okay? You can't imagine that? What? Me being wild? You see, once I became old enough, my body was able to focus that energy. Around that time, I got my powers as well. Oh, you know, shape-shifting, creating light, creating life, a little bit of fire magic, but nothing too special, just little flames, the usual, I'd say. But I remember being so upset when I was a little cub that I had yet to understand the energy inside me. I was going on a big journey to learn all about it. Once I came back, my mother was already a gray fox. Sometimes I wish I'd spent more time with her. But then, she would have probably wanted me to live the life I wanted to. And I did. This is why I let my cubs go as well. Keeping them here would be unfair, even if I miss them. I know I did the right thing, just as my mother did. I'm a good mom? Oh, thank you so much, sweetie. Let me wipe your ears once more to remove any of the dirt left from cleaning. Oh, no, 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 adventurer. Your ears aren't dirty. Well, at least not unusually dirty. It's completely normal to have a little bit of smudge inside. I'm not lying. It is just... You're being so shy, and that is really adorable. So rest assured, I never thought of you as dirty. You're a very kind, handsome young human. Let no one ever tell you anything else. You hear me? That was not a yes, mister. Good boy. Now start wiping again. It'll get a bit wet this time, so better pick up the rest. The water should be warm, but if it's too cold, let me know, and I will warm it up for you. Of course you can close your eyes again. You're scared of falling asleep? Oh, adventurer. That would be what I want, though. Remember, we do this to relax you. So you falling asleep sounds like a mission completed to me. I wonder how much glory a mission like that would give. Yeah, you're right, honey. Who cares about glory? I'm glad we were able to meet today, adventurer. I also hope this won't be the last time we meet. It was quite some time ago I was able to talk with someone this much. And to think it would be such a gentle soul as you. I'm a bit sad at the thought of you leaving tomorrow morning again. Please be careful, okay? I'll prepare breakfast for you. And some snacks around the road. You need all the energy for the way back. And maybe this way you'll remember me even longer. There's no way you'll forget me. Thank you. Why do I make it sound like a goodbye forever? Well, it's just, I'm only an old fox lady. Why would a wonderful young man like yourself come back to me? A friend? You really think of me as a friend? Thank you. Again, truly, I would love to be friends with you. So feel free to come back whenever you feel like it. You will always get a meal here. And if you ever think the world is moving too fast again, let me help you slow it down again, just like today. Now try to get some sleep, honey. We can talk more tomorrow, my dear adventurer.